Just one halakha, which is a more prevalent than you think. The halakha says, "Hametz she'avar alav Pesach asur b'hana'ah." That if a person had hametz in his possession over Pesach, so after Pesach is over, this hametz is forbidden to benefit from. Even though from the Torah there's no problem with this hametz, even though the person made a sin by keeping the hametz in his possession, but now it's not Pesach anymore. From the Torah the hametz should be permissible. So why not? Now it's bread. So what do I care if he left it in his possession on Pesach? He made a avon, he'll get his punishment. But the bread itself is permissible after Pesach. But the rabbis made a knas, and they punished him and the whole world. They said, because you made a avon and you left the hametz in your possession on Pesach, you're a wise guy, we're not going to let you benefit from it. Therefore, after Pesach is over, you cannot have any hana'ah from it. You cannot use it, you cannot sell it, you can't do anything with it. That's why, as we said in yesterday's halakha, person has, let's say, a warehouse of hametz or a supermarket or things like that, he has to be certain to sell his hametz to get it out of his possession. So it belongs to the goy. So at least after Pesach, if he decides to buy it back, so at least he's able to benefit from it. That's the story of Bichiyat Hametz. So therefore the custom is what? We say we go to the rabbi, we appoint the rabbi as a shaliach, messenger for us, and he goes to the goy, and he sells it, and then after Pesach is over, he tries to negotiate with the goy to buy everything back, and therefore you can use your hametz, because it was not in your possession on Pesach. That's the simple halakha. But then you go into a case, it happens very often, people go to Israel for Pesach. They go to Israel for the holiday. They're coming from America, coming from New York. So they tell the rabbi before they go, Hakam, please, I'm appointing you to sell my hametz. Okay? He doesn't want any rabbis in Israel. He speaks as a rabbi in America. I want you to be in charge of selling my hametz. Now he goes to Eretz Israel, and they are 7 hours ahead. So now already at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's already forbidden for him to have hametz. It's asur, he's in Israel. But by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's still early morning in America. The rabbi didn't sell the hametz yet. The rabbi didn't sell the hametz till 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Oh, so now we have a dilemma. That this guy in Israel, since the rabbi in America is 7 hours behind, is this hametz? He sold it after. Do we consider this now that he had hametz on Pesach, and therefore after the holiday it's forbidden? Or do you say no? What's the question dependent on? The question is dependent on what do you go after? Do you go after where the guy is? Or do you go after where the hametz is? If you go after where the guy is, he's in Israel. It's Pesach for you already. Therefore, it's a problem. Because you had hametz already after it was forbidden. Or do you say no? It goes where the hametz is. The hametz is, it's not Pesach yet. And therefore, it's okay. This is a big machloket amongst the poskim. The Onig Yom Tov holds one way, and he says you go after the place where the hametz is, and the Chesed Avraham says you go after where the person is, and there's really no clarity who's right on this machloket. Therefore the question would be, what would happen in a case where a person was in Israel and he let the rabbi in America sell the hametz and he did it? So we say after Pesach you could use the hametz. Why? Because the whole isud of using the hametz after Pesach is isud Rabbanan. It's a knas. And therefore, since we have a sefek over here in the rabbinical rulings over here, sefek Rabbanan, we can go to kula and the hametz will be permissible bana. But the best thing in that case is to tell the rabbi to sell the hametz for him on the 13th. Let him sell it on the 13th of Nisan, so he doesn't run into any issues of having to worry about the time change between Eretz Yisrael and America. So that would be the case. Now, of course, you have the reverse case also on the way out. Right. Somebody that's coming from Eretz Yisrael, he's coming to America for the holiday. So now, he has no problem going in, because going in, the rabbi is going to sell it early for him. Good. So he just has to know he can't eat his hametz already from early, because already he sold it to the goy. He sold it 7 hours early. Problem is going out. The rabbi is going to buy the hametz back 7 hours before Pesach is over in America. So he's going to end up owning chametz on the way out. So Rav Moshe has a teshuvah on this. Rav Moshe says that when the rabbi in Israel buys the chametz back, he has to hold on to it and not give it to the person he's buying it back for. Don't transfer it back to that guy until the chametz, until the Pesach is over 7 hours later in America. So you see this she'elot gabe de mekirat chametz, and therefore everybody has to know exactly what where they're going to be and who's selling it for them, and exactly what the deen would be with such chametz after the Pesach.